I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The inaugural WordCrafters in Eugene conference will be held at the Eugene Hilton from March 7th through 9th, following an intensive writer's retreat that begins March 3rd. WordCrafters in Eugene will gather writers of all forms together, including keynote speakers and authors from across the nation. There'll be a particular focus on fiction. Joining us in the KLCC studios is Elizabeth Engstrom, a member of the board that organized the conference, as well as an author of 13 books and countless published stories. Welcome, Liz.
Thanks, Eric. It's good to be here.
Well, what motivated you and your cohorts to create the WordCrafters in Eugene conference?
Well, I've been talking about a writer's conference for Eugene for quite some time. We have a particularly unique literary heritage, I think. And the Young Writers Association is starting to go away this year, and we saw a need there to fill the void.
Why the particular focus on fiction?
Willamette Writers does fiction, nonfiction, and screenplay writing. San Francisco Writers Conference spends a lot of time discussing not only the craft of writing, but also marketing. So we have no marketing tracks at all. It's all about the craft. And because no one is focusing specifically on fiction, we thought that that would be a good niche for us to enter.
Highlight a few of the keynote speakers and other participants in the conference.
Well, we're delighted to have Terry Brooks. He's probably considered one of the premier fantasy authors in the world. His Shannara series has been picked up for an MTV series, and his book Magic Kingdom for Sale is going to be filmed starring Steve Carell. Elizabeth George is the author of many British crime novels. She began the Detective Linley character of mysteries. Susan Wiggs is a New York Times bestselling romance author. The Elizabeth George event is open to the public. It will be Saturday night.
Tell me about the kids' workshops you have going on and who's going to be leading that.
Merlin Hepworth has worked with middle school and high school students in the schools for quite some time. He's a poet, he's a performance artist, he's a hip-hop recording artist. He will be here working in the schools before the conference. Saturday, he'll have a workshop for middle school students and a workshop for high school students at the conference. And then on Sunday, he will lead a poetry slam at Cosmic Pizza.
You're an author with 13 books out yourself. What will be your contributions to this conference as a speaker?
Susan Wiggs and I are both leading intensive retreats beginning next Monday, and then the conference begins. I'll be teaching the art of the short story. I'll be teaching how to write a sizzling sex scene, and then I'll be teaching an editing class.
Writing is such a solitary craft for most of us in some regards. I presume that community is a part of this conference as well.
Well, yes, of course. We're all introverts. We all want to lock the door and close the blinds and just sit down with our weird ideas. And that's why writers' conferences are really good for us. It's good for us to get out of the house. It's good to commune with other people. And I always go away from a writers' conference feeling like I am a part of a community.
In what ways do you see authors' needs changing as the digital world continues to reinvent itself every few minutes, it seems?
Well, see, there's another reason that we decided to focus on craft, because you're right. Anybody with Amazon.com, anybody can write a book and publish it. So there is a real flood of poorly crafted work out there. And that's difficult for me as a reader when I want to find a book to spend my leisure time with. I want to know that it's well written. I want to know that it's well edited. And if you're just putting it up there by yourself, it doesn't need to be either one of those things, and you can still sell a lot of copies. We want to talk about the craft. We want to focus on character development. We want to focus on plot development. We want to focus on crafting a really good read.
And what's important about this conference for those people who are readers and not writers?
We all want to read a good book. It's really important that people like Terry Brooks and Elizabeth George and Susan Wiggs give back to the writing community with their experience and their words of wisdom. Without them lending a hand and giving a leg up to the next up-and-coming writer, the culture fails. So when you have a writer's conference of this nature, it, of course, elevates the body of work. And that's a good thing for every reader.
Well, we thank you for being part of that cultural continuance.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Author Elizabeth Engstrom from the WordCrafters in Eugene Conference, which will be held at the Eugene Hilton from Friday, March 7th through Sunday, March 9th. There'll be intensive writers' retreats in association with the conference beginning on Monday, March 3rd. For more information on the conference and retreats, wordcraftersineugene.org. And for more on the writing of Elizabeth Engstrom, including her latest book, Baggage Check, elizabethengstrom.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.